Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. We like to blast you out of your coma. We like to bring you in and alert you that we are here. Ava, Don, and myself, we are ready to rock and roll. A lot of cool stuff today. We're going to talk a little bit about when politicians pretend to be hunters and or fishermen. We're also going to see, does your rifle cartridge match your personality? We're going to talk about that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see both of you guys.
It's always good to be seen.
Ava?
She's here, ready to go.
Sometimes her mind is wandering, doing something else.
No, I'm here. I am fully aware and present.
Right. I believe that. Don?
Yeah, no comment.
No, are you here?
Hey.
No. And present?
I'm here, absolutely.
I am doing my job. Things
yes.
are recording.
Just ask
yes, you are.
So what more do you want?
She's producing. Leave her alone.
It's too early in the morning for her to realize that she's actually
hey,
awake.
Hey, I have two-year-old twins at home. They're crazy. Do you see the video of them screaming at each other?
You have twins
this
right here you got to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I do is wrangle children all day.
Don's my brother from another mother. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I figured. It's all good.
And I'm the mother now.
No, I didn't say that.
You're doing the wrangling, though.
You're doing the wrangling. That's all that matters.
All right.
Speaking of wrangling, we are wrangling another show together for you guys. I had a lot of cool things going on today. Mentioned it at the start of the show. We're going to be talking about when politicians pretend to be hunters. I think you're going to want to listen to that one because there's some people in there that kind of stand out, plus a couple other examples that aren't necessarily pointed directly at any individual, obviously with the political season that is upon us. And then the rifle cartridge, does it match your personality, Don?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We're going to have to see.
I'm not sure how you measure that.
It doesn't matter. Uh-huh. I'm just going to label it and go with it.
Well, I mean, it's in my case, I've got several, so.
We'll just pick on which one's funnier.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
It's good we're talking hunting, though, you know, because a lot of the out west hunting, the big game hunting is
Coming up.
I mean, you've got elk season's coming up in September already in the highlands out there. And
I will say this. One of the concerns that I think everybody needs to be aware of, if it's your first time heading out west, after talking with several of my friends that have been out many years into Wyoming, Montana, Idaho.
Colorado.
Colorado. The bear situation is significantly worse than it has been even 4 years ago. So if you're going with an outfitter, or my highly
recommend.
Big recommendation is to say, if you're not using an outfitter, call the outfitters just to see what's the bear situation in comparison to, and be prepared. There's been some pretty significant bear encounters as of the last year, and just need to be aware of that. And I think one of the nice things, though, is so far, don't know if it will continue, but the weather has been pretty decent across the northern tier of the United States. And unfortunately,
If you're going to go out pheasant hunting, that's going to be coming up, and you want to start training your dog. I think people kind of forget, Don, that dogs, they will overheat quickly. In the summer, when they're working hard,
depends they have upon the breed, that you're, yep. that you have. But if you've got the, the pointer breeds, they run a lot. So do labs. I mean, they also are pointers and retrievers, but they need to be in shape.
Yeah, and I think the thing to keep in mind is when you are running your dog in now and getting them trained, they're not in the cooler areas. They're in the weeds, in the thick of things, and they're working hard. And you've got to be wary of that. You've got to give them multiple water breaks. You've got to be careful. Never forget, was it 10 years, 12 years ago?
No, it wasn't that long ago. It was probably about 7-8 years ago.
And there was
I think there's 150 dogs.
Yeah, 150
opening
or so.
Day of in South Dakota.
Yeah, in South Dakota. Yeah, opening
and I was
day,
out there.
150 dogs died.
Yeah, I ran. I had a German short hair at the time, and I ran her one run, and kenneled her up.
Yep.
She wanted to go in the worst way, but
that's the problem because the dogs want to go.
Yep.
When I encountered it, we had 12 dogs. We were working with one of the lodges that we've worked with, Grand Lodge, and none of us felt it was that hot, and one of the dogs ended up getting heat prostration, and we got her to a spring and just laid her in the water and had the cold water run over her and didn't lose her. It was a lab, and all was good, but it was touch and go.
There's not a lot of water out in South Dakota.
No, and we're very careful with that because there's actually the areas we wander by where those ponds that they have.
Yep.
So something to keep in mind. Whether or not you think it's hot out or not, today looks like it's going to be about 80 degrees, sunny, and, you can go run in a field and back and forth and throw, dummies for them. But just be aware, it can be kind of sketchy. To say the least.
Yeah, well, you just got to keep. I mean, like I said, I only ran my dog that one. We went through a lake bottom our first push.
Yeah.
And there's no air in there. There's no breeze.
No.
So they don't get cooled off. I mean, like you say, if the opportunity for water exists, if you could just
run them through it,
let them jump in the water. Hopefully, they're water trained.
Yeah. Well, and they can run through even walk through at least, and so they can cool off.
Yeah.
Grab a drink as well, but. Important. Those things are common. And, of course, yourself as well. Get yourself in shape. Now is the time to really start looking at getting the high-speed walks in. And
it's time to get your rifle tuned up. And
yeah.
You know.
But I think realistically, too, you think you're going to go out there and handle with all your hunting gear and everything else on. If you're going to go for a walk, go high-speed walk. That'll help you in the resistance. I've talked to many orthopedic surgeons, and they've said that's exactly the best thing to do. High-speed move the legs, keep them moving, and you're going to have as good a workout as you would if you're running.
I knew what that was.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of knowing what it was, we're going to come back not long after these messages. Hang tight.